What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tomorrow, if you want complete coverage of the Eagles Super Bowl parade, you can hear that on WIP. We will be on the Parkway, morning show all the way through the afternoon show. We'll have Devin and Elliot right there by the stage. We'll have Buzz roaming around, and all of our shows will be there, and you can hear the speeches as well on WIP.
Unless you hear an awkward pause in it. Or like they jump ahead.
That means somebody said something bad.
That means someone cursed,
yeah,
yes.
That means somebody said something bad. All right, Jack, let's hit it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
It's a big day tomorrow, one that I think has been brewing for a little bit, and I feel like a lot of pent up, you know, after 2022, Super Bowl 57. These guys seem like they're ready for tomorrow. A lot of talk. Apparently, Bud Light's given offensive linemen each their own truck of beer, which seems like a problem. But
oh, my God.
Dude, I saw that. Seriously. That's all five trucks.
Yeah, and Don Julio in everyone's locker. I mean, it could be a big day.
We're giving away whole trucks of beer.
Yeah.
And Don Julio.
Yeah.
Damn, man. I swear I wish we had won the Super Bowl, man.
A whole truck of beer.
Man.
That'll last you a while.
Yeah.
But those are big dudes.
Yeah,
certainly
big
last
dudes,
you at least
a month.
At least
the offseason.
Yeah.
So what I have for you today is projecting who is going to perform the best tomorrow at the parade. Number five, he's not slated to talk. But if I know this guy, like I think I know this guy, Jason Kelce's having a moment tomorrow. He's going to be something. Somewhere.
You think he's going to talk?
I don't know if he's going to talk.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some Jason Kelce moment tomorrow with the parade.
You think?
I think so.
I don't think
he's going to be on the stage. But maybe he opens it up. I don't know. But I feel something happening with Jason Kelce tomorrow.
I feel like it's laid back in the cut.
I think he lays back in the cut.
Or is it he tries to reclaim the, because he's felt a little bit of, you know, polarization this week.
Sure. It's been a rough week for him.
Yeah. But I don't know.
By the way, morning show again.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
they have a problem on that morning
show.
Yes,
they really do, man.
I think the Kelce thing is interesting.
Yeah.
I would go 70-30. It's a quiet Jason Kelce day. 70% right. Chance.
Yeah,
quiet.
I don't think he wants to overshadow what they're doing. But you never know.
You never know.
You
never know. The fourth projecting who's going to perform the best tomorrow.
Anne Hathaway?
We'll see if Anne Hathaway's there.
Okay.
I would like an official comment from Anne. You know? She's Anne, by the way. She's not Anne Hathaway at this point.
No.
She only gets full name status if she is an Eagles fan.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's going to go up there alone. Now, Nick Sirianni apparently is letting whoever wants to talk at the podium.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
But if Nolan Smith gets in front of the microphone,
yeah,
he's going to be electric. Now,
You think so?
Yeah, he's a great talker.
Okay.
And I could see like all the Georgia guys going up to the mic together like Lane Johnson and Chris Long did in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
But Nolan's going to be the talker.
Mm.
And I think there's a chance that he's a dark horse. for speech of the day.
Yep.
But I think Nolan Smith, if allowed to talk on the microphone, would do a great job with a speech tomorrow.
That's interesting. I haven't heard Nolan Smith talk all that much.
Well, he's certainly a great interviewer. Like, you talk to him. He certainly is great from that aspect. Is he the hype man? Did he get the hype, the get hype guy?
I think let's say they put the Bulldogs up there together.
Right.
Maybe it's Jordan Davis. Maybe.
Maybe Jordan Davis, yeah.
N'Kobe's not.
Something tells me Jordan Davis is dancing.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Like, N'Kobe's not.
I don't see N'Kobe, no.
Jalen Carter's not.
Nah, I don't really see Jalen.
Keely Ringo, no.
No.
I think it's either Nolan Smith or Jordan Davis, but I think Nolan Smith has a good chance if he's allowed to talk.
Well, listen, you get a few of those brews in you, your personality comes out.
Yeah, you saw that.
Now
in New Orleans.
Yeah, I did see that.
Now, you said Nolan Smith's a good interview. I would know because the afternoon show didn't go to training camp this year and do any
interviews.
That's
a good point, yes.
I wonder if we're going to get to go next year.
Yeah, can we change that around next year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a question for one person here.
A little weird.
Yeah, a little odd.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh. The third, projecting who is going to perform well tomorrow, is CJ GJ. CJ GJ on the mic after his Instagram story going after Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
I mean, it has the potential.
Finger on the dump button. Finger on the dump button.
Definitely. Well, here's my concern with CJ. The players get on and off the bus throughout the parade route.
Are you going to say we're going to lose CJ?
That's what I'm hoping. We don't lose CJ tomorrow. Because the guys get on and off the bus. They go over, they greet the fans, they high-five the fans, they take pictures with the fans, which I think is pretty cool because, listen, these fans out here, they want to be able to touch you. And it's great to wave to everybody as you roll through on the buses. But I remember in 17, the players, they got off the buses.
Yes.
And they were high-fiving the fans coming up beside the buses. And they would have to run and catch up to their bus, or they would hop on another one that was already in the procession. So CJ kind of – we got to make sure we keep an eye on CJ.
He's going to be a hype tomorrow.
Yes.
He's going to be hype tomorrow.
Yes, I can see that.
In on CJ, though.
Yeah.
In on CJ. Second, projecting who is going to perform the best tomorrow. We mentioned him earlier, but talk about a guy who out of nowhere became maybe the best hype speech guy we've had here since Brian Dawkins. And that's Landon Dickerson.
A lot.
I know. That's Landon Dickerson.
Yeah.
Dickerson, after a whole house of Bud Light, it seems like. Up there with a little draw, talking about violence.
Yep.
I mean, I think Dickerson could cement himself legend status tomorrow, like Kelce did after 17.
Yeah.
As like the whole offensive line's a face of itself. But
man,
but the guy.
Yeah. I wonder if Lane gives us a little something tomorrow.
He could too.
He could. He's still more reserved, I think, than Landon is.
Landon definitely. I almost want Landon to get up there and let it fly.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd worry about is he doesn't seem like a guy that seeks the spotlight.
Right.
So I would wonder if he would even...
He would tone it down.
If he'd even speak, you know. But if he does speak, I agree with you.
Is there a list of who's speaking?
Well, again, like they said today that Sirianni is going to let whoever talks, like whoever he wants
we
to
can
talk,
be
talk.
Up there. We can be up there for a while.
We might not have a show tomorrow. We might just be airing the.
I would love to know where we draw the line. Like if Nicholas Moreau says,
"No, we draw the line there." No,
dude, Ian Book and Nicholas Moreau. Like, listen, I'm happy you won a championship.
You got rings, man.
Dude, Nicholas Moreau was not on the team before the
playoffs started.
Game.
Yeah.
Somebody asked this on Twitter. Do you think Devin White get a Super Bowl ring?
That would be, I would think, up to the Eagles.
I would vote no.
Yeah, I would vote no. I mean, he was only here, what, three games?
He's inactive all three,
and he was
right?
inactive all three. And again, doesn't seem like that ended on good terms. So I don't know if the Eagles would, but I think Deshaun wound up getting one from the Rams.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
I just think.
And he asked to be released.
He did get one from the Rams. You're right. But he played.
Yeah, he definitely played. He played like 8 or 9 games that year, and then he didn't like he wasn't getting the ball enough.
He was like, this team's not going to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, let me out of here. Not a good decision.
No, it was not.
Didn't work out.
But number one on projecting who is going to perform the best tomorrow, because I think this guy has a chance to, like, crowd surf, go, like, have a Jason Kelce rundown of who he wants to rip. And that's Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going Nick.
Yeah. He's gonna dominate the podium tomorrow.
I think
he's gonna talk about, oh, you remember when I did flowers? I hear that stupid drop board on the afternoon show on WIP.
Is he writing his speech out tonight? Is he writing down what he wants to say?
Dude, he's gotta have some notes, I think.
Right?
But then he gets up there. Look, if you've spoken in front of big crowds. Mm-hmm. Jack screwed it up, so I'm not even going to mention him. He's not very good at it.
That's because of the names, not because of me.
Just not very good at it. But once you get up there and everybody's cheering every word you say,
right,
the notes go out the window.
You start to feel the energy of the crowd. Nick, that's what happened to Jason.
Nick could go 45 minutes tomorrow alone. Nick alone. With no one there to stop him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's probably going to wrap it up, right? He'll finish it. He'll be the last one?
So last time the coaches went first. Last time it was like Lori, I think it was Lori, Howie, then Doug.
Howie spoke?
Howie spoke last time, yeah. Yeah. And then,
all I know is Jason's speech. I don't remember anybody else. I do remember Doug saying the new norm.
Yes.
That I do remember.
Yeah. And I don't know who closed it out last. I don't know who closed it out. Yeah. But like, so Nick's going to be right smack dab in the middle of that.
Okay.
It's going to be a long speech.
Yeah. Oh, no one's going to.
I'm surprised you didn't have Jordan in there.
Alotta?
Yeah.
Because I think Dickerson, again, I'm projecting on Dickerson.
Okay.
Like, my Alotta.
They're buddies. They both may be up there at the same time.
Well, see, I can see the whole offensive line going up together.
Right.
You know, that seems like their thing.
Saquon has to speak.
Yeah, but I don't expect
Saquon
him to.
Gets in and out. He's in and out of there.
I can't wait to see what Jalen speaks.
Does he say bleep the Giants?
No.
He doesn't want that.
Does he give a good, like, we are first and then get into it?
Oh, I hope not.
I would be sick. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I want to know what Jalen's going to be like on the podium.
You know what Jalen's
going to
be
like. He won't be up there long, I guarantee you that much.
I put the over-under, Jalen Hurts at the podium, 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
I'm taking the under.
Under.
I'm taking the under.
Minute
3 minutes. 3 minutes and 30 seconds doesn't seem long when you say it.
Yes,
but
then
when you're
up
there for 3.5 minutes, yeah, that's a wow.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to say something about already locking back in for next year. Right.
Oh, yeah, let's do it again.
Yeah.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, that's Kobe, man. Kobe, Brady, that's that guy, man.
Jordan?
Yeah, all of them. All combined, yep.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Oh, it sure will. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through February. Save 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I'm thinking of Travis and Patrick Mahomes over the last couple of years. Travis has been wasted up there.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Who do you think is drunkest?
That's what I'm saying. Like, who's the worst up there?
Nick.
I don't know, man. That's a good question.
With those bottles of Don Julio and beer for everybody.
Well, dude, so Dickerson's going to be a yeller. I'm telling you, man, I got a big bullseye on Dickerson because he's going to get a little too much and start raising the pitch of his voice. There might be a voice crack.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's what happened with Jason.
Yeah.
It just built. He kept going. He couldn't stop. That's still the greatest parade speech I ever heard.
Oh, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, actually, thinking about it, we have to get there so early tomorrow. I don't mind if the speeches go for 4 hours. I'm going to be cooked. By the time we get on the air at 4 o'clock, I'm going to be just out of it. I will be cooked. They can carry the show if they want. 215-592-9494. Oh, friend Eagle Shirley. You're
hey,
on WIP.
There you go, Eagle Shirley.
What's up, Cheryl?
What's up, friend?
Oh, hey, Eagle Shirley, I saw you down there. I saw the videos.
Baby.
I saw
listen,
you.
Listen, Spike, Jack, let me tell y'all something. Being in that building, everybody was like, you by yourself? I'm like, no, I ain't by myself. About 60,000 Eagle fans over here. I'm with my family.
That's
and
right.
My squad is on the field. I ain't by myself.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I'm going to write. So much stuff happened to me. Almost didn't make it. Almost didn't get a ticket. My ticket got canceled. So much stuff happened, but God is so good.
Mm.
And I give him all the glory and just being there and knowing that the game was over in the second quarter, it was done. It was done and it was over. Being there and seeing it again on TV, totally two different things. And I'm so grateful that I got a chance to witness something beautiful, something magical. And I got some confetti. I got some confetti, y'all. I got some confetti. oh, my gosh. They gave me some confetti. Wait a minute. Dave. Oh, God. They said, Cheryl, you better not forget our name.
Oh, Don Smolinski? Yeah. You talking about somebody from the Eagles?
No, they fans. They,
oh, fans they, gave it to you. Okay, I got you.
From JNH and Ahmed. I forgot their names, but. I'm close. I'm real close. They gave me some confetti, and we took pictures, and, you know, it was this time around. I'm going to be honest. We spoiled. I'm going to say, I know I'm spoiled. This time around, it was so different. My chair was different. My chair was more of a, that's right. That's right. We did it. We number one. My quarterback put his thing down. My defense, it was more of a, yeah, we showed all of y'all. The first time around, it was like, I couldn't believe it. I still couldn't believe it. But the second time around, it's like, yeah, what? We did it, now what? and I'm telling people, Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, they play regular season games. They took their regular season mentality to a Super Bowl game. And that's why they lost the game. They thought what they did in the regular season was going to carry them over and win in the Super Bowl. Not coming up against our defense.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, baby.
I love it.
It wasn't going down that way.
What about the parade tomorrow? What about the parade tomorrow?
Baby, let me tell you something. I'm there up close. I will be seeing. I'm going to be screaming out names. I'm going to be yelling. Hugging everybody is there all day long. I'm going to be at the end. I can't do this. I can't start at the beginning. I got to be at the end when they about to do their, you know. But I'm going to be there before they do their speeches and stuff. But I'm going to be there. Where y'all going to be at? Where WIP going to be at?
We're in a hotel near the Art Museum. We're not going to be at a place where people can come up to us because a lot of those places are closed down because of the crowd.
Right.
So we're going to be at a place sort of overlooking the stage. So we'll have a good view of it. Yes.
Good. Well, I hope I get to see y'all because I'm going to be like.
You can't scream with the. Yeah, with the. She's screaming. You can't hear it.
I'm sorry. I stopped screaming.
No, what happens is when you're screaming, your phone like cuts out, so we can't hear it. I don't mind you screaming. I like you screaming, but we don't hear any of it.
So let me do it like this.
No.
Hey, baby, I'm sorry. I love you all. Listen.
Love you too.
I can't help it. It's time.
It is.
Let's go.
We're gonna celebrate.
Let's go.
Good to hear from you, Cheryl.
Okay.
Hope to see you tomorrow.
All right, Cheryl.
All right. See you. The
It's a relatively new thing.
You know who we
did?
The
cell phone stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to yell at, just a point, if you're going to yell at your cell phone and your cell phone, pull your cell phone
away.
Like 2 feet away, yeah. And then we'll be able to hear you.
I tell you, we didn't bring up BG. BG has to be.
Oh.
Going to be pretty emotional tomorrow.
You're right. Yeah. I'll take out Nolan Smith for BG.
And if anyone is going to do the you were wrong.
That'd be BG.
The BG. he keeps receipts.
He does keep receipts. Well, he started the camera.
Yeah, started his call with it the other day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, BG is a receipt keeper.
Yeah, and somebody tweeted me, and I agree. Dallas Goedert may be the most hammered tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
South Dakota boys.
Yeah. Well, as long as he can, you know.
Don't go down that road. He's not going to have to worry about that here.
Not here.
No, he won't.
Yes.
I knew what you were going to say because yeah. I was going to say it if you didn't. So, an update on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day tomorrow. One-stop shopping at Mark's. Chocolates and flowers included with qualifying purchases online at marks-jewelers.com. Should Elliott Shore Park's crowd surf at tomorrow's parade? What do you think the results are, Ike?
I'm going to say people say no. I'll go with 60%.
64% say yes.
Yes? Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's because people want free shots at Elliott.
I was going to say, that's because they want to throw him somewhere.
Yeah, a little shot in the ribs. Troy in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Troy?
Ike, what's going on, brother?
What's up, Troy?
What's going on, Spike?
What's up, Troy?
Rich? How y'all doing, man?
Man, we're feeling good. How you doing?
Oh, man, my voice just came back. Listen, Ike, I don't mean to put you on the spike, on the spot real quick.
Yes, sir.
But I didn't get a chance to hear it in the beginning of the week, bro. Can I get a victory, please?
Victory!
That is a strong one for on command,
yeah.
I have to say.
How about that, Troy?
That was excellent, bro. You need to do that at the parade tomorrow. And do want to get everybody hyped. Listen, man, I know I got limited time real quick. So I'm thinking, what y'all thinking about Frank Wright coming back, man? How about that?
Who?
Frank Wright.
Frank Wright.
Oh, Frank.
The OC.
Yeah, I'd be okay with Frank coming back. I got no problem. I was a Frank Wright guy. Yeah, I'd be okay with him coming back.
I mean, him and Sirianni are like, you know, real, yes. Like a father, yep. And son type situation thing going on. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
I think that would be a good fit. I mean, we already see that he's proven that he can play call and he can get us to the Super Bowl again.
And like you said, him and Nick have worked together. Nick thinks very highly of him, so there wouldn't be any issues as far as chemistry goes there from a coaching standpoint. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how Kevin Petullo would feel about that, but I think he's also worked with Frank.
Well, maybe it's one of those compromises. Maybe Nick wants Petullo, and they're like, well, we're not comfortable, but
right.
Here's somebody you are comfortable with.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotcha. Before you guys let me go, two things. I got a player for you that would surprise me. And also, another poll question you guys need to put out there, man. What's our next statue outside the link? Is it going to be Nick and Jalen, or is it going to be Saquon? And then my person that surprised me was, of course, Becton, bro. Y'all have a good one. I'll see you guys tomorrow, man.
All right, Troy.
All right, man.
Statues?
So the interesting thing about the Doug and Nick statue is that was a Bud Light statue.
Yes, it wasn't the Eagles that put a statue up.
Yeah. The Eagles didn't put that.
It was donated to the Eagles.
Yeah. Bud Light. And then they decided to keep it there.
Yeah.
I don't think they're not putting up a statue for this Super Bowl, I don't think. I think they wait to see what happens with this run.
Yes, statues are for retired people.
Right, right, yes.
I can't have statues of people up that are actually still here.
Well, can you imagine imagine a statue of Nick and the Eagles lose 3 in a row next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's going to want to see a statue of Nick. I mean, God forbid they lose 3 in a row next year. But
you're right.
I think the most likely of anyone here to have a statue is Jalen. He's a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. When it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done.
Listen, number 20 doesn't even have a statue out there.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's...
So I don't know if the Eagles are ever going to do the statue thing.
Another statue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they probably like, well, we can't take the Foles one down.
Right.
People are going to get furious.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe another one of Nick. You never know.
Now, if they win another one, then maybe Jalen does get a statue out there.
While he's playing?
No, not while he's playing.
Yeah, when he retires.
Yeah, when he retires.
Yeah, when he retires. Yeah. If he's a quarterback with two Super Bowls.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's a Jalen statue.
We gotta somebody will make him one.
Jack, what are we doing at the unveiling?
I doubt.
And people are going to throw eggs at us?
Yeah, that's the unveiling. It's just you and I in front of it.
Yeah. So coming up next, man, an eventful WIP morning show. There was more crying. And the camera...
You guys don't understand how small it is.
The camera said something this morning that we say some pretty outrageous stuff on this show.
Yeah, like, yeah.
We've never said anything like this. Never said anything like this. That's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet. 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.